Many American kids aren't getting the right information about climate change at school. That's the finding of a new national survey of middle school and high school science teachers. The study is in the journal Science. Corey Turner of the NPR Ed Team reports.
Before we get to that survey, let's be sure we understand climate change. Luckily, my cubicle isn't far from NPR science correspondent Christopher Joyce. He says the world's major scientific organizations have been clear on global warming.
They've all said it's happening and it's being caused by human activity. And then add to that the fact that, you know, most of the published literature that you see in the big journals like Science and Nature and Geophysical Research Letters is all showing a consensus. It's overwhelming.
Which brings us to this new survey of some 1,500 science teachers representing all 50 states. Roughly 3 in 4 say they talk about global warming in class, but lead author Eric Plutzer of Penn State says barely a majority are getting the science right.
A little more than half are sending clear messages that human consumption of fossil fuels is the major cause of recent warming.
What are the rest saying? Well, 30% tell students that humans are only partly to blame, along with natural causes. The problem, Plutzer says, is that sends mixed messages to students, suggesting that the cause of recent global warming is still up for debate, when there is no debate among 95% of active climate scientists. As for the remaining teachers,
about 1 in 10 seem to be denying a human role altogether.
And the remaining 5% of teachers don't talk about causes at all. Why the disconnect, then, between science teachers and the science?
Very few of our teachers had formal training while in college, and so the burden of learning the science falls to them.
Robert Clifton is in his third year teaching science at Rose Park Magnet in Nashville. In college, he majored in biology, but says he didn't get much climate science.
I took an ecology class, but that was the extent of it. As far as teaching it to the students, no, not a lot of it.
Molly Sloss is in her second year of Teach for America, teaching 8th grade science at Success Preparatory Academy in New Orleans. In college, she says, she took 2 good science courses, but that's it. Lucky for her,
my mother was a middle school science teacher, so I, pulled on her a lot.
So, problem one, very little formal training. Problem two, textbooks can't keep up with the science. Susan Altman teaches 6th grade science at Kittredge Magnet School in Atlanta.
The minute they're published, they're outdated.
And Altman says for those who abandon their textbooks,
it takes a whole lot of time to cull through resources and pull the best ones for your classroom.
While Altman tends to avoid debate, Clifton in Nashville feels differently. He recently asked his 8th graders to research climate change and debate whether it's largely human-made or the result of natural causes. Instead of sending mixed messages, Clifton says, informed debate helps his students learn the difference between hard science and something they may hear on TV or at the dinner table.
You know, give me some stats. Where are you getting this from? If you're hearing this from your mother's second cousin twice removed, that's not a credible resource.
Before their climate debate, Clifton says, many of his students weren't sure about humans' role in global warming. After, he says, every one of them came down firmly on the side of science. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.